podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. There is an increasing move towards self-monitoring of health conditions by patients. Uriel Molander from Amsterdam in the Netherlands describes the updated evidence on self-monitoring of blood glucose in type 2 diabetes, published in a Cochrane review in January 2012.
Self-monitoring of blood glucose, abbreviated as SMBG, is widely considered as an important tool in diabetes self-management and commonly recommended for non-insulin treated patients with type 2 diabetes. However, whether SMBG effectively contributes to diabetes self-management in this patient category is an issue of debate. Although the prevalence of patients with type 2 diabetes who perform self-monitoring is growing, along with the associated costs. The first version of this Cochrane review was published by Laura Welshian and colleagues in 2005. At that time, they found substantial clinical heterogeneity between the included trials and highlighted the need for further research to resolve ongoing uncertainties. Consequently, qualitative analysis led to conclusions that SMBG might be effective in improving glycemic control in patients with type 2 diabetes who are not using insulin. Since the first Cochrane review, at least 11 other reviews with a variety of designs have investigated the effects of SMBG in patients with type 2 diabetes not using insulin. Most of these reviews performed a meta-analysis, regardless of the heterogeneity in the trials results, and found improved control of blood glucose for SMBG compared to non-SMBG. In the last 5 years, new studies have been published and we performed this update in order to explore if these new trials provide new evidence of the effect of SMBG on glycemic control, well-being and quality of life in patients not requiring insulin. We also needed to assess the methodological quality and design of this new research. In order to find as many new studies as possible, we searched multiple electronic bibliographic and ongoing trial databases for published and unpublished randomized trials investigating the effect of SMBG compared with use of care or self-monitoring of urine glucose, abbreviated as SMUG, in patients diagnosed with type 2 diabetes who were not being treated with insulin therapy. We identified 6 eligible trials and added those to the 6 that were in the previous review, bringing the total number of randomized patients to 3,259. These new studies did not resolve the clinical heterogeneity in the review due to differences in baseline characteristics and the SMBG education delivered. Therefore, we decided to create subgroups of patients on the basis of the duration of their diabetes and follow-up, and perform separate pooled estimations for the comparison of SMBG versus control and of SMBG versus SMUG. The meta-analysis showed that when diabetes duration is over 1 year, the overall glycemic result for SMBG is small, up to 6 months after initiation, and subsides after 12 months. Further, a best evidence synthesis found no evidence for SMBG-induced effect on patient satisfaction, general well-being, or health-related quality of life. In addition, costs for SMBG were 12 times higher than for SMUG. There were few data on the effects on other outcomes, and these effects were not statistically significant. In conclusion, regular SMBG in non-insulin treated patients in a Western setting has minimal impact on glycemic control, has no impact on general well-being or quality of life, and is rather expensive. More research is needed to explore the psychological impact of SMBG and its impact on diabetes-specific quality of life and well-being, as well as the impact of SMBG on hyperglycemia and diabetic complications.
Full details on the results of the trials and of the meta-analyses are published in the updated Cochrane Review. This is available from thecochranelibrary.com.